So the Commonwealth Secretariat is a group of 56 member countries, and the Secretariat actually serves these member countries. So we are the Secretariat for this group of member countries, and it's a wide range of countries. We have developed, developing, and underdeveloped countries as well in that group. We have big, small. We have countries that are well endowed in resources, some are middle income, and some are low income countries.
And then what then is the Commonwealth Meridian New Debt Management System?
So the Commonwealth Meridian Debt Management System, it's a software system developed to support member countries in managing their debt portfolio.
Okay, and then talk to me about the training that you're doing with the 25 officials from the 8 countries.
So that's a little bit more about the system. The system is used by both Commonwealth and non-Commonwealth countries, and approximately 60 countries use the system. The system is web-based, and it interfaces with electronic links like the countries that use financial management systems. So we recently had this training in Mozambique, where,
yes,
as you mentioned earlier, 8 countries participated in that training. And it's really, the training is part of our regular capacity building program, where we train member countries to use the system. And also other component of training where we actually train them to understand developments and, you know, pertinent issues to do with public debt management.
So was this training, I think what's important is actually, let's just get into the training a little bit more, right? What do you hope this will do for the countries that are involved? And perhaps talk to me about which countries particularly it is that we're talking about. And the 25 officials, I mean, what do we know about those officials that have gone through this training?
Okay, so the officials, members from the 8 countries, the countries are Mozambique, Kenya, Tanzania, Namibia, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, and Malawi. And these are debt officers. They actually work in the debt office in their countries, and their charge, their mandate is to manage the country's debt portfolio. So the system is there to support that. So when a country contracts a loan, for example, they have to extract all the information pertinent to that loan. For example, the loan amount, the interest rate, when the debt is to be serviced. All this information is extracted from that loan agreement, and it is placed in the system. The system will help countries to generate different type of reports. For example, it will give a report to allow the debt office to know when payments are due, to ensure that they make payments on time, and this will help them in their credit rating. If they're making payments on time, it will support their ratings in terms of key lending stakeholders.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds incredibly encouraging, Pamela, truly. I know that the system already in use in 5 countries. Can you talk to me about what the success rates have that it has had really have been? And I think great opportunity for African countries to have maybe a little bit more transparency as well. One wonders if we still have blurred lines around what's really happening with our debt management in some of our African countries. But what have been the success rates that you have seen in the 50 countries where the Commonwealth Meridian Debt Management System has been used?
Well, the success, I think I would say, is that countries are aware of their debt portfolio. Countries can do analysis with the system to help policymakers to make decisions on what type of loans to borrow, to focus on certain part of their development agenda, and to assess what is the best loan that I can take. So say you get an offer from 3 different creditors, you can do an analysis with the system to show you which is the most cost-effective loan for you to contract. So you can use this in terms of your negotiation with creditors, for example. And in terms of transparency, the system has the capability to, when you put information into the system, to generate various reports that key stakeholders would want to see. For example, what is your debt-to-GDP ratio? You know, they can be able to assess whether your debt is sustainable based on your stock and your servicing requirements.
Yeah, incredible. And lastly, before I let you go, Pamela, the time frames that you're hoping to see some of these, or the intervention of the debt management system, the new debt management system for the eight countries. I mean, when do we start seeing results? What are the time frames? When do we start seeing if it's working for Eswatini, Kenya, Lesotho, and the countries that you mentioned?
We have hands-on relationship with these member countries, and we constantly provide support to them. So if there's an issue or, you know, that they need some assistance in the system and or support from London, we'll, you know, support them in that. But for us, the key thing is to ensure that whatever the officers learned during the workshop, they go back to their offices and they implement. And we do follow programs as well to ensure that what they were learned, they're actually implementing. So say, for example, you may have a certain level of officer that attended the workshop. We'll also, you know, reach out to their line manager to find out if they have implemented some of the things that they learned during the workshop.